Now turn back to Psalm 54, which is the seventh psalm that we've looked at. And in Psalm 54, we find David again with the backdrop of 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 19 through 25. Psalm 54, again, David finding refuge. You remember the Ziphites are ratting on him. They told Saul where he was hiding. These desert people, these Bedouin people, found out where David was hiding, and they told on him. And in the 54th Psalm, we find David giving and seeking and finding refuge in God. And why is that? We'll look at Psalm 54, verse 3. Because he really distills down the reason why he found refuge in God. And if you are in need of refuge, and if it seems like the arrows are coming at you in your life for whatever reason, I trust that you can mirror Psalm 54, 3, the last line of that third verse. He says, they have not set God before them. So David, why are you finding refuge in God? Just turn that phrase around. Because I have set God before me. And we find the secret of David's life of finding refuge in God was the fact that he was constantly setting God before himself. He always put God first. He always put God before him. He always let God meet those challenges in his life. It's just another way to say that he was depending on God. You see the first verse of Psalm 54, he said, save me, vindicate me, verse 2, hear my cry. And when the Lord did that, and when he set God before him, verse 6 says, willingly I will sacrifice to thee, and I will give thanks to thy name. You see a man that had found refuge in God in Psalm 54. Just three psalms over, again in review, Psalm 57. And as you turn to Psalm 57, you find David back again in the cave. He ran from the Ziphites, from wherever he was hiding, and he gets over now in 1 Samuel 24, verses 16 to 22, in the cave with all 400 of those malcontents. And we see David in the midst of this very dark hour as he's still running for his life. 1 Samuel 24 tells us, verses 16 to 22, how difficult this time was. But in the 57th Psalm, we find David rising above discouragement. You know, there's a two-edged sword Satan uses against us. Once you get above the level, perhaps, of constant physical and fleshly temptations, the next arena that Satan works on, if he can't get you down in the lusts of the flesh, he'll get you in a new area. And it's a two-edged sword Satan has of doubt and discouragement. Doubt and discouragement. We wouldn't even want to tell anybody, but some people even doubt if they're a Christian. Other people are just discouraged. God can't do anything with them. Or they doubt if God really has saved them. Or they doubt if they'll ever be anything. Or if they'll ever accomplish anything. And that's his two-edged sword. And Psalm 57 is a marvelous, inspired portrait of how David rises above discouragement. How does he do that? Well, we learned in Psalm 142 several weeks ago that in the midst of cave times, it's a great opportunity to discover marvelous truth about God. And the 57th Psalm is a tremendous portrait in 11 verses of David applying his great discoveries about God. It's not enough to take good notes. It's not enough to read good books. We have to not merely hear, but be doers of the word, not merely hearers. And we find David applying his great discoveries about God all the way through this psalm. And you remember them? He applied the fact that he had discovered God was gracious, that God accomplished his deliverance, that God was the one who established him, that made him praise the Lord, that made him thankful, that opened his life to be used in others, and that lifted him beyond the realm of the cave. That last verse of Psalm 57, be exalted above the heavens, and let thy glory be above all the earth. So we find David applying the great discoveries he'd made about God. How do we grow in our Christian lives? As we discover great things about God, we apply them. If you discover that God is a refuge, then take him as a refuge when things are tough. If you discover that God is a source of refreshment, then take him as a source of refreshment when things start looking dry.